can talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to get help all of you wannabes and you entrepreneurs that are off the ground to make your businesses much more successful. We want to offer our tips. We need your tips. So feel free to give us a call. However, we have a couple of clips, I think, that we're going to play for you, just to kind of get an idea in terms of what this Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour is all about. And Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Okay, we are here tonight. I'm here with Mr. Dukes.
Good evening, Mr. Gene. We're doing great. Good to be behind the mic with you again.
Okay. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby is the guy that makes us look good. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Good evening. I'm doing well. How about y'all?
Boy, we're just great.
Oh, we're doing okay.
Just fabulous. Trying to stay warm.
It's tough.
Okay, tonight's show is for new entrepreneurs. So if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, not sure what an entrepreneur is, but basically, if you got an idea about starting some sort of a business, feel free to give us a call. The number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. We'll give you 3 or 4 minutes to explain your idea if you like, or try to answer any questions that you might have. We are not the expert entrepreneurs. We're just offering to help entrepreneurs. We need just as much help as we can give you. And so, anyways, I'd like to have you think about that. Feel free to call the show. But we're going to talk about five points that new entrepreneurs should know or need to know. And we're going to give you our thoughts and our comments on these 5 points. If you have any comments on the 5 points, you're more than welcome to call the show as well to offer your advice or your tip or whatever it is that affects those five things. And so that's what we're going to be doing. And again, you are welcome to call the show, and you're welcome to ask us some questions. We'll try to give you the best answers that we can. If we can't answer those questions, then we'll try to refer you to someone else that can, and we'll just do the show like that. So Mr. Dukes, are you ready for tonight?
Yes, sir. We're ready. Let's get started here. Let's help somebody out there or somebody call in that will help us. I would give you the topic of the first five that we're going to talk about tonight, and then we'll come back and let Mr. Gene explain those to you. First choice is going to be choose a job that you like. May want to write these down just for memory. Number two, as long as you are going to be thinking, think about what you're going to do. Number three, entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like an entrepreneur. Number four, a leader is one who knows the way. And the last one we hope to cover will be whatever the mind can conceive and believe, you can do.
Okay, so those are five things we're going to cover during the show tonight. And so before we get started, we're going to take a short break so you hear some word from our sponsors. And then we'll be right back jumping in to hear what we have to say about these quotations that affect those titles that Mr. Dukes mentioned. And what we're going to be doing is giving you our interpretation of those quotes as well. And you're more than welcome to join us. So we're going to take a quick short break, hear the word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back after a word from the sponsor.
The Entrepreneur Hour, we're here.
Coming soon, the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Here we are. We're back on the Entrepreneur Hour, and we're going to be giving you some questions and some quotes, and Mr. Gene going to verify these quotes, and he's going to totally do what he do best.
All right. We're not going to stop you now, and if you've decided to become an entrepreneur, don't let nothing stop you. Don't think it's going to be easy, but don't let nothing stop you.
Our first question to Mr. Gene, it is written by Confucius. It says, choose a job that you like, and you will never have to work a day in your life. Is that true, Mr. Gene?
I don't know if it's true. It's really not a question. It's a quote.
Okay, it's a quote.
And I didn't say it. Confucius said it.
Confucius said it.
However, if I wanted to interpret that, then I can share my thoughts on that.
Go ahead and share it, Mr. Gene.
And then
let
we'll,
the world out there know.
Want to hear yours? And maybe our trust in you. Our engineer may have some comments on it as well.
Yeah,
but it says, choose a job that you like. So think about something that you are thinking about starting as a company. You have an idea, you have a thought. It says, choose a job that you like. Then it says, choose a job that you like, and you will never work. You'll never have to work a day of your life. My interpretation of that, when you're doing something that you like doing, you're automatically productive. It's really just that simple, because you're the one that can choose it. And the only one that can choose is you, because you're the only one with the thought until you share that thought with somebody else. However, if you can do that, you really won't work a day in your life, because work is work. But work for many people is a struggle. And I think when you're doing what you like, it's going to take challenges, but you know what you would like to do. And so getting started is the key to doing that. But if you're doing what you like, then you're not working. You're working on what it is that you like. And so hopefully the energy that you give out is because you're doing what is necessary to build your business. However, you're not working. You're not struggling, because you know it's going to be part of a struggle becoming an entrepreneur. So, that's my comment.
Yeah, that's real good, Mr. Gene. I totally believe in the quote. And the reason why I say that, because I have filled the entrepreneur field for quite a few years, and I started the business on what I enjoy doing. And I know as long as you're doing what you enjoy doing, you never work, so to speak. But you do work, but it's not hard work. You're doing something you enjoy doing, and you can make your life easy, and you can enjoy what you're doing, and the people around you see what you're doing and know that you're doing it from the depths of your heart or from the best of your hard work. They will support you, and they will continue to support you. So I love the statement. Choose a job that you like, and you will never have to work a day in your life. And what we mean by that, you're working, but you're not struggling at work. You're not working because you have to. You're working because you enjoy what you're doing. And at the same token, you are being rewarded for what you do.
Okay, but let me just kind of share this. I think we should share, but I'm going to share mine. I am a training consultant.
Okay.
I have a business that provides training to individuals to help individuals to find enjoyable employment. And I started a company aimed at improving workforce productivity because I came up with the thought that when we're doing what you enjoy doing, then you're really not working. So mm-hmm. I created a training company to do that.
Right.
So in doing that, it took a lot of work, and it's not over yet. I'm still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's my project. It's my goal to do the best that I can to get where I want to go with it. And we've had some ups and downs, but you're supposed to have ups and downs.
Yes, you are.
But it's not like work, because I'm working on me. I'm working on my business
mm-hmm.
because it's mine. And so all you entrepreneurs out there, if it's yours because you have a thought that came from somewhere, then understand that it comes along with work, but not looking at work the same way for all the individuals that don't want to go to work or don't like the work that they're doing. Okay, so use those thoughts that come to you that you could be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of making up your mind and getting started.
And that's right.
Nobody ever said it was going to be easy.
Nope, it's not going to be easy. But the whole goal is the end result is that you are doing it yourself.
Tell them what you do, just so that they know you have had or.
Oh, I have an automotive shop, business. But I kind of retired from it, but I still own the facility.
Okay.
And now I have a vending machine business. I does vending, new thing to me. I'm still working at it, but the goal is, it's for me. It's what I do. It's what I want to do. Nobody tell me to punch a clock. I punch my own clock.
Oh, okay. I work about 18 hours a day. How many days do you work?
I don't think it's in the end.
How many hours per day do you work?
I probably put in 10 to 12 hours a day.
Oh, you got an easy job.
But it's enjoyable.
I enjoy right. 18 hours of struggle.
Well,
put it like that.
Don't say you struggle.
All right.
Let's go to question number two. Quote number two.
Right.
And there's a famous man that said this quote, and I've heard it before and over and over. As long as you are going to be thinking, anyway, think big. And the guy that said that was the past president who said that. Not like everybody know who he is. That was his quote.
Well,
his name is.
Well, who does it say?
Donald Trump
said that. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't think I had to say his name. Everybody know who the past president was, Mr. Gene.
Well,
I know some people may not know.
It's always good to give credit to those who made the statement.
I was going to give him credit.
No guessing. Just tell him point blank.
Well.
Yeah.
That is a good statement.
It's citizen Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
It's a very good quote.
Comes from a human.
And there's a book, I think you may know it, called Think Big.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, there's a book called Think Big. I can't give you the author of it, but it's on the market.
I got one called Think and Grow Rich.
Well, I got that one too.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is a great statement, and that refers back to the number one, by choosing a job that you like. I'm sorry, Mr. Gene, that was your...
No, it's okay. No. As long as you're going to be thinking,
right.
Think big.
Think big, because you will never have to work a day in your life. And while you're thinking big, you always, as we say, think for the stars, reach for the moon. And you may not get to the moon, but you'll get the stars.
Yeah, but think big, though.
Think big. And that is big.
So I'm thinking of changing the world.
Thinking big?
Not the world. I'm thinking of changing the humans in the world.
Changing the human.
Really not changing them, helping them, assisting them.
Giving them assistance on.
Yeah, but it's not the neighborhood across the street.
No, it's not.
It's
this is bigger than you. Even
something for
you
everybody.
Have created it.
Right.
It's bigger than us.
Right. So I'm thinking big.
Think big.
Let me just ask our producer if he's thinking big. Mr. Bobby, are you thinking big at all?
As big as I can think. I think.
All right, Bobby.
I think.
Well, actually, I believe other people can see how big you think and come up with their thoughts on how big you just haven't realized it yet.
That's true. It just keeps expanding.
Exactly.
Because you don't know where the ceiling is.
You don't know where the ceiling is.
Right.
And you don't really want to know where the ceiling is. You want to strive to get to that ceiling, to that point.
Right. Right. Because you don't know if you're in a small house or a warehouse.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, so that's a great quote, and obviously Mr. Trump has followed that vision, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
But he thinks big.
And he's still thinking big.
But more so, he's encouraging all of you out there to think big.
Yes.
And so think about the impossible and make it possible.
Possible. That's right. That's one of the greatest things is a challenge in our life, that we always challenge with things like that. Think big, and you will make it happen.
Somebody comes up with these new ideas and new thoughts.
That's
so
right.
It's just as equal as yours. The only difference is you get a chance to see the results of some of your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And as a new entrepreneur, you have thoughts, and you're beginning. We all started at a beginning.
That's right. And as a new entrepreneur, all these factors are true. They are there. Don't be afraid. If you have that dream, that desire, step on out on faith.
Oh, you said a big word. Step out on faith.
That's right.
Let's go
to number three, Mr. Gene.
We got a little time left.
Let's go to number three. Entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like. Entrepreneur is living a few years of your life like most people. Won't not. So you can spend the rest of your life like most people who cannot. And what they're saying is, Mr. Gene, what is he saying?
What they're saying?
Yeah, what is he saying?
Who said it? That's number first.
He was unidentified, Warren G. Trace. He was a student.
A student made that comment.
Unidentifiable type.
An average student.
Mm-hmm.
Who just quotes something that somebody picks up.
And took off with it.
Wasn't concerned with it. That's why his name is not there. But mm-hmm. He was a student of who?
Warren G. Trace.
Yeah, Warren G. Tracy. So, student made the statement. Warren G. Tracy or somebody decided to put it in this article.
To write it into the quote. That is a great quote. Because entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't. So you can spend the rest of your life like most people if you so desire. Cannot.
This is like most people can't. So, what does that mean to you? Any idea? I got some ideas.
Go ahead, give your idea.
If you spend a few years building your business,
mm-hmm.
Because when you build it, some work, effort, thought has to go into it.
Correct.
And although it may seem like a lifetime,
mm-hmm.
You may be able to look back on it and say it only took a few years.
Mm-hmm.
However, most people won't do that. So whoever steps out and accomplishes what they go after, they can look back at it and enjoy the rest of those years. Because they spent the time to build that business or that company or that thought, and they can enjoy it for the rest of their life.
So true, Mr. Gene. It's so true. Yeah. To be one of the individuals that build a business from ground up, had to learn how to get employees or get personnel to work in my business, and to train them or to guide them to direct how to do the business, to be able to have them to be on tap, on time, have them to be on point. It is part of a lifetime to do that. Out of my business, I was in business for 18 years. I only had 6 employees out of 18 years. And I only fired 1 employee out of 18 years. So my track record speaks for itself. My business was very profitable until I got to the point where I needed to relax.
Okay.
So I'm just saying it is a lifetime, and most people can't do that. That's why he said you spend the rest of your life. Most people cannot, because somewhere along the way they lose that urge or they lose that sight of what they're trying to get to.
They never get started.
And they never.
Yeah, that's all.
Exactly. So the entrepreneur is living few years of your life.
Look at that word. Look at it. It says entrepreneurship.
Right. And, you know.
Entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship is more than an entrepreneur.
Sure is. I'm glad you noticed that.
Entrepreneurship means that you got a good relationship.
That's what it means to you.
That's what it means to me.
Okay, to me it means you are an entrepreneur because you got started. However, the help you're going to receive from so many other entrepreneurs and so many other wannabe entrepreneurs, that's entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Because that's the functioning of doing things you never thought were possible. Under someone else's leadership or guidance in order to make you successful. There's nothing I did alone.
Right.
And so going through the following directions from those who knew, that is entrepreneurship. And it's the functioning of going through it so you can build yourself and build your business.
I agree with that. Yeah. And also, I look at it as that. I said build a relationship. Entrepreneurship means that you are an individual who is willing to take risk, and you don't know how it's going to come out on the other end. But you hang in there. You hang in there, you walk the rope. Sometimes it's a very tight rope, but you have to keep the faith and look towards your mark that you want to go.
I want you to think about something.
Okay.
You and the rest of you out there, many of you others, because I have another show and that we're introducing different types of words and understanding of words and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to say there's no such thing as risk.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
That's what you're going to say.
Yep.
All right.
I'm always saying weird stuff.
All right. That's all right.
Good. There's no such thing as risk. The reason there's no such thing as risk is because the one that's doing it is never taking a risk. The one that's doing it is doing it. All the people watching say you took a risk. But the one who's doing it is never taking a risk. That's how risks get accomplished. Something has to get done.
Things will get done.
Right. So it's never a risk for the doer.
I hate to disagree with you on that point, but the individual that set out to be an entrepreneur and have an entrepreneurship, there's going to be some risk in that. Yes, I understand what you're saying, but I want the real world to know that that's going to be some risk in there. It's not going to be all gravy all the way. But, like I say, your goal, what makes it all worth it.
Okay. I just believe that the doer is never taking a risk. The doer is the doer.
That's right.
Because something has to get done. We have a caller on the line, we got to take a short break.
Okay. We'll work with you.
Hopefully they can hold on, but you're listening to Mr. Dukes, Hansman Dukes, and Gene Hodge here talking about
entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurs. And we'll be right back since this is the Entrepreneur
Opportunity
Hour.
Don't change that dial. Stay right there. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
We want you to learn from us, or we learn from you. Don't you know you got to give the people
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales visibility and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's why entrepreneurs go after something. That's what I'm going after, a little bit of money. I just want a little bit. How about you? How much you want?
I want all I can get.
Is it a risk?
Is the risk in it? Yes. You say it's not the risk, it's the do.
We have a caller on the line, and let's find out what the caller's got to say very quickly. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello, Gene and Mr. Duke.
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you, Bill.
I want to wish you a lot of luck. I want you to get a tie like Mr. Hodge, so the two of you look like twins.
Oh, now who's... tell us...
You know I brought a tie, too.
Tell us who you are, first of all.
Well, my name is I'm just a friend.
Okay.
Bill.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah, and I've been in business all my life. I've worked two lifetimes.
Great.
Now, do you have any advice for me?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you have any advice, Mr. Duke?
Yes. Keep on working at it.
I was going to say that.
One thing I was going to say, a lot of things, Mr. Hodge, you two compliment each other. You got a great show. It's gonna work good.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
A lot of luck.
He about to fire me, though, Bill.
I can't fire him.
No, he's not going to fire you.
Can't fire him because I need somebody that doesn't wear a tie.
Yeah, what made you come up with this idea to have a show like this?
I thought that I have had so many entrepreneurs and others help me get to where I am, and I'm almost reaching my dream and goal, but I'm not there exactly. But I could not have gotten there without the help of others helping. And that's I came up with the idea because I'm involved with some groups where the thought process is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. Because we all need help from others with other minds, and so
that's true.
All we want to know, the world wants to know, what are you trying to do? What would you like to do? And how can I help you do it? Yeah, so that was the thought for coming up with the show, and I decided I'd step out and go do it, and I didn't take a risk because I'm the one doing it. But that's how the show came about. We were just thinking about ways that we could help others and get help ourselves, and here we are. We're just starting out, and we need all the support we can get, Bill.
You're not going to share it, and I appreciate you, and good luck, and just to keep it up, okay?
Oh, well, thank Bill, you let me very, tell you very much.
See, he didn't mention me, Bill. I told him, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Get the checkbook. Okay.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
I have to have him next to me because he keeps me on track, keeps me down to earth.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. We're glad to have you. Call anytime.
Okay. Anyway,
back.
If any of you others would like to call and give us your thoughts, we're open to that. We're trying to grow the show. We're just starting, and we have no idea where it's going. I just believe there's a lot of individuals out there who've thought of starting a business, and we want to help them to know that it can be done. And there's a lot of individuals that are in business that would love to share how they did it in order to help you do it. So that's the reason we're here. But I think it's time that we take a short break. Is that right,
Mr. Bobby? That's the main reason we're here.
Not. No, it's not time to take a break, is it?
No. Oh, we just took a break.
Okay. I was going to say.
We just came off a break, didn't we?
I was like, got to still put it together.
Right, I'm still trying to put things together.
Yep, we are.
Okay, we got some more thoughts here for you. Mr. Dukes, what's our next one?
Let's go to number 4. A leader is one who knows the way. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and showed the way, by John C. Maxwell.
Okay.
And I can see a lot in it, but I'll let you bring it to the forefront.
Why me? Why don't you go first?
Because you're the chief.
I'm just the co-worker here.
Well,
share your thoughts freely.
What Mr. Maxwell has said of what a leader do. A leader is one who knows, and he knows because he has planned or he has put together what he really wants to do, and he has laid down the ground rule that how he's going to do it.
There's no he there.
Okay. The individual laid down the groundwork how they're going to do it or how he's going to plan it. It's a go the way and show the way. I must be able to go the way and be able to show somebody else how to go the way, how to follow. Someone has to be a leader. Someone has to be a follower. And it has to be so that the follower can follow you without being confused, being strayed away. And these things makes it possible to do the other 3 things that we would already discover if you put them in that order.
That's great. That's a great comment. I just want to read it again. It says, a leader is one who knows the way.
Yes.
And goes that way.
Yes. No, it didn't say that.
And goes the way. Thank you. And shows the way. That means the leader shows others how to get there as well.
Exactly right. Or he must be a good leader.
He?
She.
Oh, okay. Just make sure we keep this equally.
Okay. He or she must be a good leader. It's got to be a human in there. You can't change that. So, and he must be able to do that.
A leader shows the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And go the way.
It goes that way and
goes
shows
that way.
The way.
And that way.
It leads others the way.
The other individuals that are coming along, that going to be a part of this group, this entrepreneur, they must know how to follow a good leader.
Okay, so you entrepreneurs that are out there that are leaders, we're open to having you lead us.
Come on and tell us.
If we've already been there, then maybe we can lead you and tell you what's coming, possibly.
Come on, entrepreneurs out there. Come on and tell us what you need and what we're missing.
Just tell us what you've experienced. Not missing. I don't know if you're missing anything. We all have a different path to go down in life.
That's right.
And so just share your own path because it's yours. And all of us can benefit from hearing your path since we're on our own paths.
Correct.
That's about the best way to that.
Correct.
I think that we can put it. So, anyway, so it's just something to think about in terms of what a leader
as
does.
An entrepreneur. That's
John Maxwell said that, huh?
Yes, John Maxwell said that.
All right.
Have you read anything from John C. Maxwell?
I have in the past.
Okay. Well, we're getting down to the last one that we have for today, Mr. Gene, unless we do have some more, but the last one we have on this list, and we can add one to it. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can what? Achieve. And that's been a well said throughout my high school days and so forth. And you know who said that, but I will announce his name. Napoleon Hill.
Okay.
Do small things in a great way. That was one of my teachers, Anthony, I say every day. She had that same terminology.
So that person helped get you going.
Yes, sir. Do small things in a great way. And that relies to one of our great leaders as an entrepreneur. He says, whatever you do, do it gracefully and do it good. If you're going to be the street sweeper, you do what? You be the best street sweeper that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And in my profession, I tried to be the best technician I could be. And I wasn't always right. I wasn't always good, but I gave it my best effort.
Great, great.
As an entrepreneur, I did.
Okay, so I'm going to say for all of you who want to be entrepreneurs, I know you got thoughts because thoughts come to you.
That's right.
Napoleon Hill says that in his book, but it also says whatever you believe, the mind can achieve.
Yes.
So entrepreneurs are creating the future. Entrepreneurs are creating what we may have thought as being impossible because the mind says it's possible.
Right.
All you've got to do is to follow possibly and watch the achievement happen. But whatever the mind can come up with can be done.
That's right.
And that's what someone has said. So I decided I'd try it out. I'm doing things that my mind says can be done. And I don't know when it's going to stop. That's all I can say. So
we don't want it to stop.
Well, I'm not exactly there yet. I'm close. But it comes from all the effort, all the years. And it's possible that some of you will get there much sooner than I have, and some of you will get there longer than I have, but hopefully you can look at me and look at my age, having challenges in life, having fun in life.
That's right.
Because the mind says it can be achieved.
That's right.
But it's time that we take a short break.
Okay.
Bobby's looking at me
looking at us. It's time for a break. Okay, let's do it. Let's go to a break.
I think he's dazzled.
We here.
That's my break face.
All right.
Well, that's what it was. I thought you were dazzled by my...
That too.
Anyway, you're listening to myself and Mr. Dukes here on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, creating opportunities for all of you that would love to be and those of you that are.
Man.
And we'll be right back.
Sure will.
After word from our sponsor.
Don't go nowhere.
Coming soon, the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, Call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know. Find
your purpose
right here on the Entrepreneur Hour.
Look right here to find that. Some of you are literally thinking about something you could create, something you like to do. And that could very easily become your purpose. It's just a matter of accepting it and getting started. And that's how entrepreneurs are born.
That's how they do it.
And so we're talking about entrepreneurs, and we were giving you five topics or five sayings made by famous individuals in order to inspire other entrepreneurs to know that you are normal. Just follow the guidance. And so that's about all I can say. Mr. Dukes, you got something
else? I thought of another one, Mr. Gene.
Oh, okay.
Keep away from people who try to belittle you or your ambition. Small people always do that. But the really great makes you feel that you too can become great. That quote is from Mark Twain. I'll read it again just for clarity.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you repeat that? Yeah.
Keep away from people who try to belittle you or your ambition. Small people always do that. But the really great makes you feel that you too can become great.
And how would you interpret that in your own words?
Well, he's trying to encourage you that don't let small people try to make you small. Don't let people try to take advantage of your knowledge while you can. Some will try to belittle you. Some of the things that you're doing, they will put you down and say, why are you doing that? You know you can't succeed at that. You should do something else. So what he's telling you, that your ambition is your ambition. So don't let nobody belittle you or try to take that away from you. And his last statement was that small people always do that. But the real great, that great makes you feel that you too can become great.
Yeah, I thought of that. There's always naysayers out there.
Correct.
They come along with the product.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be there to challenge you so that you know you're doing something because you want to, and you don't have to. Because you could do what the naysayers tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna, part of becoming successful is dealing with the naysayers.
Correct.
You know, so don't praise them for being there, because if it wasn't for them, you may not have as much energy as you do have.
Amen. That was my question. Always take it to a good note that the naysayer can help you grow.
Right. Okay, so expect them to be there. I'm telling you they're going to be there.
Yes.
And the only one who's got to find out is you. I know they're there. I get told many times, you can't do this, and
that's
you
right.
Can't do that. And who are you to do this?
And I like to add, if you don't mind, a lot of them will come right out of your own family.
Okay, well, that's your experience.
That's my experience.
Right. Yeah. Mr. Bobby, you got any thoughts on that?
Well, I'd like to thank you for the sub. While I'm eating that. But
that's
anyway,
all that's on your mind.
That was the first thing. But yes, sometimes it's from your closest circle.
That's right.
You know, maybe not always family, but
yeah.
Sometimes you'll have
your close friends.
Friends that that just they because I don't know, some I don't know if they're projecting it on you because they don't have that same kind of, you know, entrepreneurial spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they just, you know,
they have a role to play.
That's true. Okay. They are the obstacle.
All humans have a role to play. And that's the role that they play that helps make others great. Without them, chances are you wouldn't become great.
Well, and with you saying that, you know, those are the things that, I guess, fortify you as an entrepreneur because you, you can, you know, bat that out of the way, then, you know, push through that, then you can, you can push through the big time people who are going to be telling you can't do this or that or whatever.
And I think some of them come along just to see how strong you are.
That's true.
If you really have that determination that you claim you have.
Place there.
But they're supposed to be there.
Don't
think that they shouldn't be. Right. They're supposed to be there, just like there are others there that are helping you out.
You get that word, that suppose.
Pardon? Because they're there anyway.
All right.
And the good part about it, you can't even choose them. They just show up.
No, you cannot choose them. You got that right.
But all they do is show up. So they're supposed to be there.
They be there waiting on you, look like. You don't have to choose
them. Because while they're saying you can't, there's somebody else that's helping you that says you can.
They are there. They are going to be there.
You're never alone.
And the naysayer is what makes you that much stronger on your journey. It's a long journey, but it's a good journey.
Well, you got someone helping you on the other side.
That's right.
Right. So there's always a balance.
Right.
You just have to weigh the balance. If you got too many naysayers, you got to find a different crowd because they're surrounded.
Well,
because you attract them.
You got to find a different crowd anyway when you get the naysayers. You know? I feel.
Even if it's within
your circle, you sometimes have to move away.
Yeah. Right, you got to make some decisions based on your dream, your thoughts.
Correctly.
Yeah.
And your dream is all what matters. And you have to follow that road to success if you want to achieve that.
It's not going to happen overnight. So if you think it will, like so many do, well, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Because at least you got started.
That's where the entrepreneur really stands alone because he have to fight his way through all of that. And a lot of them, they break down after the first challenge they get.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to, they said, do I have to go through all this to get to that? Yes, you do, if you want to succeed at that.
All right.
And some, they stop right in the center, right in the middle, and quit. Then they go back a year later, sometime later, I don't say when, sometime later they look and say, you know, I could have made it. But it's too late.
Never too late.
And like you said, some people, they get to that first naysayer, that first roadblock, and then they stop.
They give up.
And then the whole, you know, this whole entrepreneurial journey could have started or could have provided, you know, positive things earlier on if they'd have just
hung in there.
Kept going and seeing, well, what's on that next turn? What's after that next turn? And, you know, maybe there will be someone there who's ready to just, you know, lend you a hand and pick you right up.
That's right.
But here's the best way to figure it out. If you made that decision and it keeps eating at you, then just make another one. It's very important to understand how you can't get rid of something because there must be a reason it's still there. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
All right. So that's so this is what entrepreneurs go through.
That's right.
Now, I think we have something that we're going to play for you. I think it is titled Why Not?
Yes, I can pull that one real fast.
Yeah.
Actually, I have it. That's the one I have up right now.
By the name of Jim Rohn.
Why not?
And we play this on our Employment Opportunity Hour show. Because for those that are looking for fun jobs, and this is obviously appropriate for entrepreneurs. Anyway, so go ahead and play it, and let's hopefully we help someone out there.
I want you to ponder these four questions. The first question to ponder when you go home is why? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to do it all? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now here's number three. Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? My very last question on the questions to ponder is why not now? There never was a better time. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world.
That's what entrepreneurs do.
That's what they do.
And we're just expanding on that. And you entrepreneurs, you're in the right place. Just get started. There'll be plenty of help out there that comes along the way. You won't know it, but you'll know it when it shows up. That's all I can say. Just get out and try it. Use those thoughts that come to you because they've come to you for a reason, because you're special. Just think about that. No one else has those thoughts until you go share them. And it's something to keep in mind for that. That's all I can say about that.
Only thing I have to say is why not you?
Right.
Why not now? This is the most opportunity time for anyone that wants to become an entrepreneur.
Okay, well, I hear the music.
It's time for us to go.
Which means it's time for us to go. Stay tuned because the Employment Opportunity Hour show is coming right up for all of you job seekers out there. So we'll be right back after a couple of minutes of break, but we'll be right back to help you job seekers to find something that you enjoy until you decide to become an entrepreneur. This is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
With the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back.
We'll be back in 60 seconds.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 106.1.